A former Navy officer who helped develop security systems for the Vancouver Olympics and took part in drug busts on the high seas is aiming to oust incumbent David Screech from the mayor's seat in View Royal. Sid Tobias, who spent 24 years in the military as an information technology expert, said View Royal needs more transparency when it comes to development and decision-making as the town rapidly increases its population. Tobias calls himself a reluctant politician, saying while he doesn't have political experience, he can build strong teams. And I think that's important. He said his neighbors nominated him to provide an alternative to Screech as the community grapples with increasing development and the next council takes on completion of its new official community plan. Having served most of my life in the Canadian Armed Forces defending the Canadian values of democracy, I find myself driven to represent at least another option, said Tobias, who served on View Royal's Planning and Development Committee in 2015 and was nominated chairman in 2016. Now he's hoping to increase the amount of public engagement for developments and make it easier for residents to engage online and in person. He said that may mean increasing the number of engagements before and after a project is completed to learn whether mitigating actions were effective. He also wants better transparency in decision-making, promising to publish decision sheets on what was heard from the public and other sources and why a decision was made. Tobias said he wants to create sustainable development projects that you would not mind in your own backyard. Projects that bring value to new and existing residents. Screech, who was first elected mayor in 2014, then acclaimed in the post in 2018 and served as a councillor from 2002 to 2014, said finalizing the official community plan is one of the major tasks facing council in the next term. In a submission to the Times Colonist, he said transportation is a key issue in the area, as well as climate change and housing. Screech said he wants View Royal be a leader in providing parks, green spaces and recreation while ensuring the community is connected and walkable with neighborhood nodes. He also believes the View Royal stretch of the 6-mile strip needs to be redeveloped with higher density housing and an entertainment zone around the casino. With the increase in council size and the development pressures facing our town, I would like to do one more term to ensure our community continues to thrive and retain its charm and character, he said in his submission. View Royal residents will pick 6 councillors instead of the usual 4 this year. Council narrowly voted 3-2 in favor of the decision, saying extra voices and perspectives around the table would lead to better decisions on development and services in the municipality. View Royal has more than doubled in size since incorporation in 1988. And was the largest community with a 5-person council, including mayor, in the province. The 2021 census indicates View Royal's population was at 11,575, an 11% increase from 2016. It will mean a one-time cost of $50,000 to alter the town's council chambers, and annual costs of $44,000 for councillor salaries and other compensations. All 4 incumbent councillors are taking another run in Saturday's vote. Police Detective Damian Kowalowicz, Communication Specialist Jerry Lemon, 7-term Councillor Ron Mattson, and 43-year View Royal resident John Rogers. Among the new faces on the ballot this time are Don Brown, a retired RCMP officer who spent a combined 12 years as a school trustee in Nanaimo, Ladysmith and Sauk districts, Judy Estrin, a management consultant and longtime volunteer, and Allison McKenzie, a public servant with the province currently focusing on labor shortages. McKenzie, who has served on several boards in the region and sits on View Royal's Board of Variance Committee, said in her submission to the Times Colonist that she hopes to gain a seat to listen to citizens' concerns as her community grows. The concerns that residents like myself are facing today are unprecedented, inflation, climate change and general uncertainty, said McKenzie. I want all residents to feel heard and be able to thrive as our community grows. The increase in council size will allow for different perspectives at the decision-making table, and I would be honored to be one of them. Estrin said in her submission that oversight of the town's new 20-year official community plan and managing its effect on the infrastructure and livability of View Royal is essential for the new council. She wants to ensure height restrictions are in place and that variances to bylaws are consistently applied. She added that growth should be managed so there is green space, room for small businesses, parking, community access space and walkability. DeCloster at timescolonist.com. For more election news and candidate information, go to timescolonist.com/civic-election.